6:31, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Jury deliberations begin today in the case of Devin Erickson, who's on trial for killing a classmate and wounding others at his school in Highlands Ranch in 2019. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The facts of what happened at the STEM school aren't really up for much debate, but the jury must decide whether Erickson intended to pull the trigger when he killed senior Kendrick Castillo in Classroom 107. Prosecutor George Brockler described the moments before the attack.
Devin steps outside 107 with his guns, with his rounds, and he texts the co-defendant, "Go now." That is the language of coordination. That is the language of execution.
Defense attorneys representing Erickson say his behavior that day doesn't match with someone about to commit a mass shooting, and that the gun only discharged when he was heroically tackled by other students.
That was senseless. Doesn't make any sense. And when you try to figure it out, it doesn't make sense when you think about it, even with Mr. Brockler's rendition.
If convicted of first-degree murder, Erickson faces a life term without parole. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Smoke from a wildfire in eastern Utah continues to drift into Colorado. Scott Landis with the State Health Department says the smoke is moving as far as Metro Denver. But the most affected counties are Mesa, Garfield, and Delta on the western slope. Landis says so far the smoke has been considered moderate.
So people who are really suffering from, say, asthma, COPD, those are the folks that are really going to be feeling it the worst. But it doesn't take a lot more in the way of smoke to where everybody really starts getting impacted by this.
The fire near Moab, Utah, has burned more than 8,000 acres. It started last week from an abandoned campfire. The U.S. House Ethics Committee will not pursue a complaint against Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert. A Democratic House member requested an investigation into whether Boebert and two other Republicans had any ties to groups or individuals that stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, and whether Boebert's public statements might have encouraged them. Boebert denied any connection, and the Ethics Committee voted not to investigate further. Parts of the state could see record heat today. Denver's record for today's date is 97 degrees. The forecast high this afternoon is 100, and it's going to be hotter elsewhere in Colorado. This is CPR News.